Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, as I hope you know. And if you don't and you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. If you can. If you're driving, well, I'm going to describe the show to you as best I can. The rest of you get on the website because we have pictures. And pictures tell a thousand words. And since this is a quick blast each week, 60 minutes, I need pictures. So help me out. Help yourself. Every disease you've ever had, every symptom you've ever had, for as much as you think it's a special disease, it's specific to the name of the disease. If you have cancer, if you have heart disease, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have back pain, if you have digestive issues, if you have colitises, any pain, any symptom, any disease you've ever been told you had comes down to fundamentally the same thing. Wow. You got to wrap your head around that. You got to wrap your head around it, because if you understand it on that level, you can stop it at that level. Now, what do I mean? I mean that the cell, and you all have that picture of the cell, ultimately becomes picture number 17 on my website. So get to the literature section. Go to picture number 17. There you're looking at a cell, and that cell is in trouble, and that person doesn't have a disease. For those of you on the road, you're looking at an analogy to a grape. A grape has a skin, a grape has that gooey stuff in the middle, and a grape has a seed. And for all the hundreds and thousands of things that can attack a cell, it begins to break down. And if it doesn't repair faster than it breaks down, we call this what? Oxidative stress? Free radical stress? We start to get adaptive changes in the cell. So if you've been told you have emphysema, if you've been told you're early or late stage congestive heart failure, if you've been told you have low back pain, if you've got chronic muscular ache, if you've got fibromyalgia, do you get the point? Any symptom, any illness, any disease starts at that picture. Picture number 17. Take a good look. Plasma membrane bleb. Disaggregated ribosomes. The nucleus of the cell, the peach pits, the grape seeds begin to condense their chromatin. As a cell dies, as a cell gets angry, as a cell adapts, as it adapts creatively to your symptom, your disease, or long before you have a disease, when it's just symptomatic, the cell is already in the nucleus of itself, on its way to suicide. It's already morphing through the nucleus. The nucleus is changing sizes, changing shapes, configurations, molecules are breaking down and aren't being repaired because the cell must shift to adapt to that environment that you've put it in. Now, you do agree to this. I know you do. We all agree to this. We all clap when we hear these holistic perspectives that offer us freedom. But what I'm interested in, what I hope my listening audience has begun to do, is make this functional. Take this perspective to where the rubber meets the road. And that means your yearly annual, your yearly physical, your office appointment with your local physician, when normally, typically, I assure you, all this holistic mumbo-jumbo goes right out the window. And the doctor says, there's nothing we can do, Mrs. Smith. You're on the way to eventual cellular suicide, death, necrosis, tissue rot. And to prevent this tragic end, we're going to cut out the organ now and save you the problem. We're going to put you on one of 20 pharmaceutical drugs, and we'll add that to the list of the other 20. And this is the way we manage your health care. And remember, managed health care means you don't cure your disease. You forfeit that opportunity once you go on that bandwagon. But of course, we don't tell you bad news. We do the best we can do. And so what we tell you is, take the surgery, take the drug. That's the reasonable, rational course of action, and go ahead and do it. You see, but that's not what the literature says to do. The science, and this is the theme of this show, this is why you're going to look at a good 10 pages coming from a manual, a periodical, a journal that scientists and medical doctors subscribe to, that scientists and medical doctors publish in. And you'll take a look at this article today because it represents one of the many, many, many articles, if you take the time to uncover the dust in the literature, if you understand what real research is, shows so often the alternatives. Today we're going to discuss reversal of fibrosis. Why? That cell you're looking at is a fibrotic cell. In the space between that cell and another cell is scar tissue. So understand, between the grapes on a vine, between the cells in your organs, and you all know, between the cells of your organs, that water, the intercellular water that bathes your cells, brain cells, liver cells, kidney cells, it becomes thick and sludgy. And all the tissues within that water begin to grow out. Cells in that water begin to multiply. You get the deposition of collagen, the deposition of elastin. There are many, many, many tissue types that start to grow into that space in response to the page you're looking at. Once the cell hits a certain level of decay, cells that swim in the water, they're called fibroblasts. Those cells that swim in the water, they're called fibroblasts. They begin to morph. They begin to change form. They begin to become something else. They activate, and they start producing undulin, elastin, laminin, proteoglycans, collagens. And the spaces between the cells begin to expand out. So if you're looking at fibrosis in response to cell damage, you're already on the Hershey Highway. You're already in trouble. This is long before your medical doctors will test your organ. It's long before you'll have a symptom. At the beginning of that symptom, rest assured that the changes within the cell and the changes in the intercellular fluid have already begun. Well, you know what this is called. This is called the beginning of the inflammatory process. So you're not going to say, oh, what's inflammation got to do with me? What's oxidative stress got to do with me? You're going to understand in any given moment as you sip your coffee on the way to work or eat your donut, or drink your health drink, or run around the track, or feel like you're going crazy because of the kids, or feel like you're going crazy because of your job, or feel like you're going crazy because that relationship you're in just can't streamline itself to something truly productive. No matter what state you're in, how much of that cell looks like you, how inflamed systemically does your body live? And these are things, check my past shows, that you can begin to measure. But really, and this is the driving central theme of the show, really, you can feel the difference in yourself. If you work the health graph, if you work on your health, you can begin to feel the difference between yourself, within yourself, as you take your inflammatory profile and bring it into balance. There's a feeling in your body. The anti-inflammatory effect, the anti-inflammatory effect of what you do in the totality of all the things you do for your health brings that cell out of that high inflammatory, free radical damage state and into balance. And if you do that, guess what? Miracles occur. These are already fundamental physiological mechanisms that work in the body. They're normal mechanisms, and guess what? They're lost. They're covered. They're forgotten about. And go to picture number one. Do yourself a favor. Here it is. Picture number one. If you're driving, if this is the first time you've heard this show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website. When you get home, get to the website. You'll need to hear this show again. It's not that I designed them that way. It's just, how am I going to give you the cutting edge with the things you face, with the things we as a culture produce in normal techno environments, cities throughout the world, from Hong Kong to Beijing to New York City to Los Angeles, throughout the world, what we're producing needs a deeper level of understanding. And this show, as you well know, is to get you off this hideous notion that just downing a capsule, whether it's nutritional or pharmaceutical, is going to get you where you need to go. Forget that. It's a pipe dream. And tell your friends it's a pipe dream. Because here's the pipe dream that's no longer a pipe dream. Look at that picture. That's picture number one. Reversal of fibrosis, no longer a pipe dream. Now, I'm going to go through a couple of these pages with you. But what I want to point out to you is that's in Clinical Liver Disease. If you look at the top, there's a publication, Clinical Liver Disease. It's got a DOI number, page 481 to 497. Yeah, if you shake off the dust in those hidden away books, hidden away articles written by people that time has forgotten, you're going to see these proofs are all over the place. I love to do that. That is one of my favorite things to bring to you. You know why? Because you sit there and you listen to the men in white tell you that there's nothing that can be done. We can't cure. We can only manage this, and it's going to get worse. And they pop your bubble. It's the end of your dream, and you can la-di-da it all you want through what supplement do I take. But when it comes down to it, when it's judgment day, you choke. You crack, you break, you bend, and you walk out feeling like your life is over. When in science, the guts of science are proofs. Look at this. Fibrosis or scarring serves as a generic response to chronic liver injury. So we're going to talk about the liver today. And we're going to talk about people that are told that that's it for your liver. There's nothing else we can do. And yet, lo and behold, here's a page that's going to tell you, and you're going to have to get to page two to see that, evidence for reversibility. So get to page two now. And if you're driving, just put it in your head. Imagine it. A journal, peer-reviewed from a very respected, time-tested publication. Surgeons, medical doctors, scientists. Reversal of fibrosis, no longer a pipe dream. This article came out years ago, and years before that, we understood that the liver can regenerate itself. I'll extend that later today to all organs. All organs. It doesn't matter. You're told you have emphysema. You're told you're going into renal disease. You're told you're in congestive heart failure. You're told you're going blind, deaf, dumb. You're told you have Parkinson's. You're told you have Alzheimer's. You're told that you've got a chronic progressive disease and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you check the literature, it isn't true. I want you to go a step further. I don't want you to trust me. I don't want this to be a rah-rah session because nobody wants bad news. I want you to get into the science.